Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. back, and we have a new guest here, Peter Rosenberg. He has his own radio station. He's a caregiver and an expert of about 30 years, and is involved with Caregivers of America, and there's a couple of major issues we're going to talk about that mostly are not talked about in regular news or in healthcare, but they're really important because the caregivers are millions in numbers. They often have to take care of not only a disabled spouse or child, but also maybe taking care of a person that's a drug addict or has other health problems. And, of course, we have to maintain their health. Otherwise, the entire family situation can deteriorate, and we have to maintain positive things there. So Peter has a radio show. And how do they listen to your program, Peter?
You can go out to my website, hopeforthecaregiver.com. HopeForTheCaregiver.com, and you can find out where it's playing in your area. And we're on weekly on a whole lot of stations across the country.
So HopeForTheCaregiver.com. Okay. The first thing is we want to concentrate on the caregivers. What's the main story there? Because this story isn't really brought out very much. For example, they're talking about the negotiations of health care. They tried the ACA, the Unaffordable Care Act, they call it. They're moving towards some kind of socialized medicine or medicine to at least cover people with expanded Medicaid or Medicare to cover people including catastrophic, but it doesn't really cover caregivers. It doesn't pay them or doesn't really provide them the kind of support they maybe need. What's happening with caregivers across America? And, of course, some similar things I'm sure are going on in countries like Canada and Britain and elsewhere. What's happening to the caregiver?
Well, caregivers are becoming unraveled, many of them. If you put any kind of time into this, and it will wear you down physically, emotionally, fiscally, professionally, morally, spiritually, any way you can be worn down, because it's a relentless challenge. You are dealing with someone who is broken, impaired, or suffering in some type of manner relentlessly. And it's not going to necessarily get fixed. Now, some people want to say, well, I'm a parent for children. That makes me a caregiver. No, it doesn't. Your children are going to grow up and become functional, healthy adults. When you're dealing with somebody with a chronic impairment, it's not going to get better on its own. It's not going to change. It may get worse. In fact, it probably will.
So, it depends. For example, I have a daughter that's 26 with Down syndrome, and we'll be her caregivers forever. The fact is, though, there are people that have a disabled wife or husband, sometimes vets that come back. People are disabled by mental illness or drug addiction. So there's a wide range of disabled people that are dependent on highly functional, you know, spouse or someone else that's going to take care of them. The system is not really being addressed, is it?
No, and one of the things I talk about is when you have a child born with special needs, like in your daughter's case, I tell folks, I said, the first person you need to talk to is the physician. The second person is your pastor. The third person is your financial counselor, because you've got to start thinking beyond your own grave at that point. Now, just because you have Down syndrome doesn't mean that you're suffering. But it is a chronic impairment that your daughter has, a cognitive impairment that is going to prohibit her from doing certain things that able-bodied and people would be able to do.
Right.
And so you as her parents have to think long-term, and you have to also do special things to make sure that you're in good shape, because what happens to her if you go down? And
right.
And so this is what my passion is to say, okay, look, let's focus on this family caregiver, because if the caregiver goes down, it's a two-for-one deal every time. And so my wife, for example, 80 surgeries, both legs amputated, and this has been going on since her car wreck back in 1983.
Wow.
So we have a lengthy medical journey that we've endured, 12 different hospitals, 7 different insurance companies, and at least 100 doctors now have treated her. It's an insane medical nightmare that we've been through.
Right.
There's not a point where you say, okay, we're just going to get through this and then we'll get on with our life. It, after a while, you start to realize, hey, this is our life. And we better start thinking that way, because I've talked to too many people, Doc, who have they're taking care of a parent with Alzheimer's, for example. And so they just kind of put their life on hold to get Mama through this. And then all of a sudden, 7, 8, 9 years later, Mama's still going strong. Even though she has Alzheimer's, she's still alive. And your finances are gone. You're bankrupt. And I've talked to people in that very situation, because
right.
they try to hold their breath and take care of somebody. And I've never heard a flight attendant say, put your mask on second. Never heard one of them. Not one of them have ever said it.
Yeah, put your mask on first, or you can't take in the other person, right? Yeah.
I can't. I'm not much good to my wife if I'm passed out. You know,
right, and that, by the way, means you can't get depressed or broke or become an alcoholic or drug addict or have your own health go down the toilet. Right.
Well, and this is what's happening is, and when you got 72% of caregivers, and there's 65 million of us that, you know, and by a conservative count, are saying that they don't see their own doctor regularly. Well, now, how is that a good thing? And it doesn't matter if you say, okay, well, a lot of doctors aren't doing this or that. They're not seeing anybody to treat them for their own physical condition. And I one of the things I've stressed on my show and in my books and everything else is how important it is to see to your own health.
Right.
And you, this is where this really punches your buttons, because you know that we're out there killing ourselves with a knife and fork.
Yeah, and of course, the part of the problem is also a lot of people that get, say, meal help from, say, relatives, friends, or even Meals on Wheels, they may get foods that may not be healthy not only for the person you're caring for, but also for the caregiver. And those meals are actually going to, over time, going to deteriorate their health, make them obese, make them turn diabetic or hypertensive. So they have to be selective in the kind of foods they eat and the kind of activities to maintain their physical fitness themselves. Sometimes they have to be lifting up the other person or just being well enough to have a good night's sleep and get up in the morning and be able to be competent the next day. Plus, they often have to do another job as well as being a caregiver, too.
Well, they do, and I appreciate people that want to bring meals, but you got to think through it. I'm not looking, if somebody wants to bring a meal to me or any caregiver for that matter, however important that is that we have a really nice presentation, it's got to be heart healthy.
Right.
If we're bringing these heavy cream-based casseroles to everybody, and I live in the South, wherever two or three are gathered, there's macaroni and cheese. I mean, I get it. We understand that. However, you have a steady diet of that kind of stuff, and your body is going, you're going to pay a price for it.
What you eat becomes what you are, right?
It does. And so what I'm trying to do is help caregivers understand how to better cook for themselves. For example, a lot of men are finding themselves in this role where their wives are taking care of aging parents and the men don't know how to cook. And so they're bringing home Carside to go, or they're getting fast food, or they're throwing something together because they don't know what to do. And so I'm trying to help people come up with heart-healthy ways that they can make meals for their family. You don't have to go ballistic and go crazy with it. I mean, but let's start making healthier choices day by day. And if you could just put down the sodas, put down soft drinks of all these things, you know, and then just grab some water. You know, whatever you can do to kind of just make those one choices, you'd be amazed what it does to you to reduce your sugar intake as a caregiver. You'd be amazed what it does.
Right.
I know. I've been doing it. I've done it. And there was a time, I mean, weight gain is a big issue for caregivers. A lot of them are dealing with excessive weight gain, and I get it. I mean, I got so big, I got a shoe shine, I had to take the man's word for it, you know. And I want to help caregivers understand that it's all right for you to start backing away from these things, see to your own health, but in reality, the big weight that we have on us is not around our waist, it's around our heart. And if we could start addressing that on a heart level, well, it'll give us the strength and the wherewithal and the motivation to continue doing it on our body's level.
Yeah, exactly. So now on your show, and again, repeat that website again for us.
HopeForTheCaregiver.com.
Hope for the caregiver, caregiver, not plural, but caregiver. Hope for the caregiver.com.
Hopeforthecaregiver.com. It's a very individual program. I speak to that family caregiver. Caregivers, three things happen with caregivers. We suffer what I call the three I's. We lose our independence, we become isolated, and we lose our identity. Ask a caregiver, how are you doing? And you'll hear things like, well, we just got home from the hospital, or she had a bad night, or he's not doing too well. And so what I'm trying to do is help caregivers learn to speak in their own voice, first person singular. I am struggling. I hurt. I'm tired. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm scared. I'm terrified. Whatever comes after the word I'm okay with it, because now we can have a real conversation about how the caregiver is doing.
Right. Yeah, and that's a big issue, because we're having an aging population. I think also we're having a population getting sicker at younger age because we have mineral depleted foil foods is now supported more by genetically modified food fed to animals. We have more pro-inflammatory fats in our diet. We have more glyphosates and pesticides attached to our proteins. And now we have also increasing scale radiation from smart meter, cell phones, and Wi-Fi networks and 5G. So I think people are actually getting sicker at younger ages. And we're getting an increasing number of elderly. I don't know what the number is, but I think it's something like 50,000 Americans every day turn 65.
10,000. 10,000.
Yeah, it's a lot. And what's happening is, as this number increases, we're getting more and more what we call dysfunctional couples, where one person is much sicker than the other one, and this puts a very great drain on the other person if they're seriously ill or they're not mobile. Right.
Well, and then throw in something I know that's important to you is we get these antioxidant issues going on. We get so much stress in our body. What does stress do to the human body?
Free radicals.
And you get these free radicals in there, and what are we having a diet full of antioxidants, or are we just continue to let the free radicals just take hold of us?
Right.
And so what does that look like? How do you eat for that sort of thing? I've got a big thing on our website. We talk about that and helping people move away from taking so many chemicals in your body to go to more natural stuff.
Right.
But think about the stress that you're under when you're taking care of somebody who is living with dementia, for example, or a child with autism that is nonverbal or acts out a lot. Now, not all kids on the spectrum do that, but I know I deal with so many families that are in this kind of situation with special needs children.
Right. Now, of course, we have nutraceuticals that can help that. I have protocols that can help in those ways that are non-drug, because the drug protocols oftentimes have serious side effects as well, or they have long-term problems that develop because of that.
Well, I got a buddy of mine who was in med school. He's a surgeon, and he said he'll never forget a professor saying, "You show me a drug with no side effect, and I'll show you a drug with no effect."
That's funny. I'll have to remember that one. That's a good one.
That they all have a side effect, you know. And so what we've got to do is we've got to change the way we view food, the way we view life, the way we view stress,
and the way we view supplements. Because to be honest with you, there are deficient food. If you don't take supplements, you're not going to be optimized health, whether you're the disabled person or the caregiver.
Correct. And so I'm trying to help caregivers understand a little bit more about and respect the stress that's happening to them. Respect that stress. I mean, if you're dealing in this kind of situation where this is a long-term stuff, the stress on this is real, and it will hurt you. And you've got to do what is necessary to shore you up.
We have on anti-stress nutraceuticals. We have one called Stress to Go, make stress disappear. We have Calm Mind and Brain Mag. And these are amazing. You just sip on it, put it in water, and you just sip it on it all day long, and it's going to make you as cool as a cucumber, better than marijuana or booze. And there's no toxic effects on your liver, etc. The problem is people need to start kind of learning how to adapt to a situation which maybe not going to go away. Maybe it's just going to always be that way for many, many years. And then learn also how to have fun. One of the mentions that you mentioned before the show the other day when we talked was that I think Dr. Phil made the comment, you can't be a caregiver and a lover. That's not true, is it?
Well, it's not true in my house. I've been a caregiver for 33 years. We have two sons and two grandchildren, but our sons are not adopted. So, you know, I mean, figure it out. I mean, I think Dr. Right. Phil was trying to do television, and he wasn't really thinking through what he was saying, because I disagree with that wholeheartedly. My friend Johnny Erickson Todd and her husband Ken Todd would say different. They've been married a little bit longer than we have through her right. quadriplegia and cancer. So I think that people tend to bloviate about things they really don't have any experience on. And
in other words, they haven't lived through it themselves, so they don't know what they're talking about, or they're not like me, a health professional. Of 45 years. So basically, this is really cool. You know, hopeforthecaregiver.com, and you do a regular show. Do you have any books or materials or videos that you have put out?
I've got all the above. I've got a book called Hope for the Caregiver. It's done very well. It's in its fifth printing wherever books are sold. My new book is 7 Caregiver Landmines and How You Can Avoid Them. It's just a small little booklet to take with you.
Let's go over some of the landmines, and then they can get the books. If they go to your website, can they purchase the book and watch the videos. Yeah.
They can do it all there.
When we come back in a few minutes, we'll continue with Peter Rosenberg and Caregivers of... Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, And ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart. CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10. And water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So, Peter, I'd like you to go through your 7 points. You have a little booklet that you can get at hopeforthecaregiver.com, and it's a 7 landmines for caregivers. Can you give us those 7 landmines
briefly before they can go and purchase it at
your website?
Well, it's available wherever books are sold, too, but it's the easiest way. Just go to the website, and it'll take you where you need to go. But I just wanted to put something in the hands of people they could stick in their pocket or their purse if they're going back and forth to the nursing home, back and forth to hospice, back and forth to, you know, wherever, all the places that we go as caregivers, just to remind ourselves, okay, what's going on with us here, and what do we need to deal with? And so the first landmine is our failure to see to our own health needs. And that's what brings me to you today.
Right. Now, that website, again, is hopeforthecaregiver.com, right?
Right. And you can just, everything is there. You can even just Google me. Just type in the word caregiver and Peter, and it'll take you. I mean, I'm pretty much out
somehow
there.
Somehow when I put that in, I didn't get, here it is, hopeforthecaregiver.com. Oh, here it is. Why was it not showing up right away? Okay, here it is. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. Of course, it's a control. Oh, I see. Okay. I guess I see your picture there, too. Very good. And you have right at the top of it here, you talk about how you can see your wife with her below-the-knee amputations, and she's walking with her crutches. Your wife had 80 operations, multiple amputations, 12 hospitals, 90 doctors, 7 insurance companies. Wow. Amazing. Now, let's go through these landmines. I'd like you to kind of review some of them, and people can get the brochure at your website.
Well, the book is 7 Caregiver Landmines and How You Can Avoid Them. All right, landmine number 1, ignoring personal health needs. And this is so critical for us as caregivers. We're so busy going to doctors for someone else, but do we go for ourselves? Do we deal with our own health? Do we take control of our health? Do we watch what we put in our body? Do we watch how we train our body? Number 2, isolation. Isolation, we talked about that in the last segment. Isolation cripples caregivers, and we caregivers can feel isolated in a crowded room. I tell pastors that caregivers can feel isolated on a crowded pew.
Right.
It is a dark place for us as caregivers. We get isolated, and when we get isolated, that's when we get some tough things coming into our hearts and our brains, and we've got to have people speaking life into us. We've got to have a lifeline outside of our own thinking. My mind is a dangerous place to go into unaccompanied.
Right.
And so isolation is crippling to caregivers. The third landmine is excessive weight gain. And
right.
And we do, and I'm not criticizing people. I'm not judging you. I'm not in any way berating you. I'm just simply saying, if you've got a weight gain issue as a caregiver, understand what's causing that. And probably the biggest weight that started it is the weight around your heart. They call it comfort food for a reason, and we want to be comforted because we're so stressed out, and we get that that comfort feeling that from food. And I put on a lot of weight. I did. I got so big. I stood on a street corner. The cop told me to break it up. I mean, I got big, y'all. I'm just kidding. But it's that weight gain is what we got to work on. And then the number 4, that loss of identity. We talked about in the last segment where we can't even speak in our own voice. We lose our ability to speak in first person singular. You know, how are you doing? Well, we had a bad night, or she's not doing well, or he's not, he doesn't. I remember asking a doc one time this. He was a retired physician. His wife had Parkinson's, and he was portly, so I saw the weight gain. And I asked him, I said, he said, I miss playing golf with my buddies. And so there's that isolation, that loss of independence. And And I said to him, I said, do you have the resources to be able to hire somebody to come and help take care of your wife while you kind of get take a break? And he said, well, she's not comfortable with that. And I said, so there's that loss of identity. And I, right. and I looked at him very, very bluntly, and I said, I didn't ask what she was comfortable with.
Yeah, in other words, if he doesn't take care of himself, it's like putting the mask on in the airliner. The airline steward will tell you to put the mask on yourself first. If he doesn't take care of himself, he's not going to be a good caregiver, is what you're saying.
Well, and I told him, I said, look, we need to pry your hands off the wheelchair and put them on the golf club where they belong.
You're funny.
And I said, how would you like to go out and play 18 holes of golf with your buddies, have a nice lunch at the club, and come home and your wife have a bath, the house would be clean, and it'd be a nice meal made for you. And right. he started crying. He wow. said, I can't even imagine. And I said, you're one phone call away from doing it. I gave him a number of a service. I said, call these people and do it. And to his credit, see, he had money, but he didn't. He felt guilty. He didn't want to do it. I was talking to another friend of ours whose husband, they had tons of money. Money wasn't even an issue for these people. And I told her, I pulled her aside. I said, now look, he had a neurological event. He was in bad shape, and he needed care all the time. And I told her, I said, now look, you got money. Spend it. Do not try to be frugal here, or you're going to orphan your children. I said, this will kill you if you try to do this by yourself. But out of a sense of guilt and obligation, she was struggling, and that brings me to another landmine, is guilt. And I'm not talking about guilt over big time sins that get great press, you know. I'm talking about guilt over the fact that I feel guilty if I can stand up in the shower and my wife can't.
Yeah, you know, I have guilt over competence is what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and guilty, if I feel guilty, if I just want to just be able to sit down and take a break, just the television show uninterrupted for a few minutes. Or if I want to, you know, go out and play golf with his buddies.
Right.
And so that's one of the things I try to help.
Yeah, that's really important.
So they understand, you're not doing yourself a favor if you develop all this resentment because you feel guilty and you don't want to do it and all this stuff. You're not helping anybody. And then number six is fear. And, oh, my gosh, fear just cripples us. I mean, we live in the wreckage of our future. I had a lady call in the other day. You'd appreciate this. And her husband has rheumatoid arthritis. He's in bad shape. And she said, I was crying. And she said, I know what's coming down the road. And I stopped her a little bit. I said, okay, hold on just a second. Before we get down the road, when's the last time you saw your doctor? And she said, it's been a couple of months. And I said, all right, so how's your blood pressure? She said, it was pretty good. And I said, how about your cholesterol? She said, it was pretty good. How about your sugar? Yeah, it was pretty good. And he said, what about your weight? She said, well, I've lost 20 pounds. And so I stopped her. I said, look, you can fight high cholesterol, but you can't fight rheumatoid arthritis. It's too big for you. I can't fight amputation. My wife's legs are gone. I cannot fight that. That is too big for me. I can't do anything about that. And I can't fight her chronic pain. I cannot take it away. I didn't do it to her. I can't undo it. And I said, but what we can do is fight what's going on with our own bodies today.
By the way, I am fighting those things. For example, I'm an expert in chronic pain and pain reduction. I'm working on organ tissue regeneration. In fact, I'm developing techniques with stem cells and my other colleagues to regrow limbs, to regrow organs, and that is something in the next 5 to 10 years we'll be able to do. So we will be able to regrow limbs. We're working on it.
In the meantime, we got to live. That's great. I'm glad you're doing it. More power to you. In the meantime, we got to live today.
Right, and we can also reduce their pain. For example, with rheumatoid, I have technology that can turn off their arthritis that goes way beyond drugs. And including very advanced technology. So people don't need to just suffer, even if they're, you know, part of the thing is hand it over to people like me that are a functional medicine, telemedicine doctor anywhere in the world. Hand it over to not only health professionals, but to integrative medical doctors. And we're inventing new technology. In the next 5 to 10 years, aging itself will cease. We will no longer age. That's something that's coming down the road within, at the most, 20 years, but more likely 5 to 10. And regrowing organs is not going to be impossible for veterans blown their legs off or people missing an eyeball or even part of tissue in your body like kidneys. This is all now happening.
I think that is amazing to hear. I know that within 50 years, I'm not going to be aging anyway.
You're a funny guy. Well, we're all eventually going to stop aging when we die and go to heaven. But I'm just talking about physical aging. For example, we have technology right now that I have NutriMeds that can slow and stop the aging process. For example, I have a patent on a product called Red Deer Velvet DR that's the first in the world that turns you to the fetal state. We have epigenetic treatments that I have through the Sonic Life and the photon sound beam and so on, and stem cell therapies. And we're moving so quickly in this technology with multiple doctors, like I have a book in front of me from Dr. Vladimir Kavinson from the Russian Academy of Sciences on bioregulatory peptides and organs. The science of pain control, organ regeneration, aging, and disability is moving at enormous speeds, way beyond just drugs, but gene regulation, gene therapies, epigenetic treatments, and so on. So I do want to give people hope that even not only one, at the very least, stabilization of their health condition so it won't continue deteriorating, but number two, the eventual hope of actual reversal of disease and regeneration. And I want people to understand that we want to give people some hope, but the other thing is you don't need to suffer with pain anymore. I have pain technology that can turn pain off. You don't need to suffer with people with moderate neurocognitive dysfunction. I can reverse that right now. You don't need to suffer with people with ADD or even anger or explosive behavioral problems, not just drugs, but nutraceuticals and technology to alter your brain function. But the problem
is... Let me ask you a question about your pain stuff. How do you turn that off?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background. I started doing research in rheumatology back in the 70s and with Dr. John Woodbury, head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. And because I had already had, I'm a scientist. I was recruited from grade 11 in 69 to go to MIT in nuclear physics with a scholarship. I finished my PhD at 21 in marine oceanography, genetics, and advanced chemistry. And I went into medicine and decided to do research on finding the cause of diabetes. Now, I'm a teacher in the Academy of Anti-Aging, Environmental, and Advancement of Medicine, including stem cell therapy. And when you turn off pain, I worked with Stu Donaldson in 1980-87, who was working on a science doctorate and postdoctoral fellowship on surface EMG. I also worked with Dr. Jim Hedgecock in the late 90s to map out pain and found the American Sensory Medical Association down in Greenville, South Carolina. We can actually map out your pain and tell you exactly where your pain generators are in your skin, because there's seven pain gates. The primary gate is called the Langerhans gate in your skin, then the dorsal root ganglia and the ascending spinal thalamic tract. So I know how to turn off pain very effectively in anybody.
Yeah, but what do you do with trauma? Like, my wife has massive trauma. You know, 80 surgeries and all these broken bones.
It doesn't matter what the source of pain is. Think of it this way. Your skin is like a computer screen, and your body, nervous system has to project the pain to your skin for it to be perceived in your cortex. So if we can block the pain in your skin, or we can block the inflammatory cytokines that produce it, we can turn off your pain. And we have technology to do that right now. I'm one of the lead doctors in this area. I actually invented the technology that got FDA approval in 97 and made it a quantitative objective testing in 1999 when I added potentiometry to measure the recruitment of the pain fibers through the A-delta system all the way to the base of your skull. So the technology that I have and our associations that I've worked with and helped found have technology that can take away pain. You don't need narcotics, okay? What people need to understand is that same thing with arthritis and autoimmune disease and cancer. Our technologies are moving very forward. For example, I have epigenetic frequency treatment that can stimulate nonagulase to be disappeared so your body's immune cells can fight the cancer very quickly. So you don't need to suffer. We have IPT cancer therapy, and I have ways of amplifying that with special nutraceuticals we've custom designed that can basically kill the cancer and turn it off. So what we have right now, though, is a population that's not only aging, but aging poorer, aging younger, and I think there's actually a contraction of lifespan in our society because of the bad diet, bad lifestyle, and high stress in our society. And the caregivers, because they're only taken care of by people that work only a tiny segment of the healthcare process, they pop pills or do procedures. They don't deal with the caregiver, their home environment, the financial situation, the toxic food we eat, and the toxic water we drink. And as a result, the population, I think, is getting more sterile. The IQ is dropping 7 points per decade over the last three decades. So the average IQ now compared to, say, 30 years ago is 82 compared to 100. So people are getting slower mentally, sterile, sicker, younger. And I'm seeing this happening as a society, I think, is getting increased stress, especially for caregivers. So caregivers are not even considered in the part of the healthcare equation. That's what I see.
No, not hardly.
And that's why people like you are so important, because if you don't include the caregiver and extended care in telemedicine to their home or their bed or whatever at home so they can be monitored, or a new regenerative technology, which I call living pathology or integrative medicine, we're letting a lot of people suffer and their caregivers die early.
Cardiovascular is a seven synergistic heart formula containing a number of nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Yeah.
I call it the physical body. And welcome back. So Peter, I hope I give you a little hope there. I'm actually going to share information regarding your wife to try to reduce her pain and to try to help regeneration. What my goal is actually to bring back not only life extension to normal healthy people, but actual limb and tissue and organ regeneration. And I believe that we are at that point where in the next, say, 5 to 20 years, just to be generous, we are going to accomplish that. Right now we have a lot of the technologies for pain control and organ regeneration. I have one gentleman, for example, uses my bioregulatory peptides, Lumen Photon, and my nutraceuticals, and his kidney dysfunction is not deteriorating. I have people we help regenerate their hearts so they don't need a cardiac bypass surgery. They use my technology, and I can reverse their coronary artery disease or their plaque problems or congestive heart failure. We have people that have peripheral neuropathy. We reduce and reverse all the time that have had it for a decade. And after a matter of a few weeks to a month, their peripheral neuropathy goes away. So what I'm pioneering is, and if you go to my website, I have over 400 health conditions I can treat that their doctor right in front of them in Stuttgart, Germany, or Johannesburg, South Africa can't treat, and I can. And my colleagues, and there's only a few hundred of us that are as advanced as me worldwide in the various academies, are developing technology that looks at genetics, epigenetics, quantum biophysics in terms of the body, because the body basically is a holographic informational body that basically condenses to genetic regulation and gene regeneration, because every day when you go to sleep, you rebuild your body. No one's older than a seven-year-old, but what I want to do is break the code of how to rebuild an organ or a limb, like, say, a foot. Say, if I have veterans or a person like your wife has lost their legs with a traumatic car accident below their knees, I want to eventually be able to regrow their lower limbs. I want people to regrow their heart, which we can do right now, by the way, with bioregulatory peptides and my technology. I want people to reactivate their genes to slow and reverse the aging process so their hair comes back and their brain cortex remyelinates different neuron pathways, and I can actually do quantitative electroencephalograms or special MRI and PET scans to show I've actually reversed it with organic acid tests like Dr. William Shaw's in Overland Park, Kansas, because I'm a wizard of these things. I'm probably one of the top doctors.
I think that's fascinating to me. I mean, I'm really fascinated by this.
Yeah, what I can do basically is almost superhuman, to be honest with you. And there's other doctors I train. In fact, I just got off the phone this morning with Dr. Reddy, who's a triple specialist. He's a doctor of a medical doctor, doctor of veterinary medicine, and an ND. And he uses my protocols to try to actually help his patients. So the fact is, what I'm pioneering, if it has its full flower, which we have a long way down the road already, we can do a lot of things to help people now to slow disease and reverse a lot of it already, even before we get to full organ regeneration. Like, we've been able to regenerate people's hearts and kidneys and their tissue de novo, but eventually I want to be able to regrow limbs. I want to be able to regrow eyeballs or parts of someone's body.
I think that is admirable. That's fascinating. And, of course, that brings me back, though, to what I'm talking about with caregivers, is that in the meantime, here's where we are.
And, right, but the thing is, several things they don't need. Number one, your person that's disabled is not active. You don't want them to gain weight, so we have nutraceuticals that can help stop that and turning diabetic. Number two, we want to make sure that they can get whole body exercise, and we have the Sonic Life Machine that even if you can't walk or do other things, you can stand on this or even sit on it. and get whole body vibrational exercise to mobilize your lymphatics and your blood vessels, which you need to do every day. So the Sonic Life will actually do that even if you can't stand. And we need to have technology to make sure your bones don't disappear, because if you don't walk or do exercise, you get osteopenic fractures and compression fractures. And so a lot of people don't realize without physical activity, you're at risk of getting compression fractures. Now, people are getting older, and they're going to often live longer than their bones. And if you live longer than your bones, you go from being disabled to really, really disabled. And by the way, that also, if caregivers are inactive, they're likely to get all these other diseases that will creep up and grab them, like a osteoporotic compression fracture. I remember one male I saw back in, when I was a director of emergency back in Illinois back years ago, and he rolled over in bed and broke six ribs. And we looked at him, when he x-rayed him, it looked like a ghost of his ribs and his spine. It was not like a normal spine with little spicules of bone. It was like a ghost of what his spine should have been. And that doesn't need to happen. And as you're right,
no, it doesn't. And you know, and I look at this, what happens is that I go back to the two-for-one deal. When you got somebody who is somewhat immobilized or incapacitated, whoever's going to be with them is going to end up going at their pace. And what I tell caregivers to do, my fellow caregivers do, I said, you've got to push yourself to get out and be physical and something. I took up martial arts. I'm a second degree black belt. And you've heard of Shogun, right?
Right, right.
Well, I'm from the South. I'm Shonuff. And
I think you're exceptional in a lot of ways, though, but people that may not be super fit can do something like whole body vibrational exercise and resistant bands and things like that.
You can always just walk if you have to. I mean, walking doesn't cost anything, too. I mean, just get up and walk.
Actually, walking is one of the best exercises that without equipment. You're right.
And you can get an app on your phone and tell you how many steps you've been doing. I've got an app on mine that says, "Hey, congratulations! You're doing more than normal." And get some good comfortable shoes. But the thing is that you've got. They say that sitting is the new smoking.
It's even worse than that. I think it's worse than that. I think it's worse than heavy drinking or smoking, is just being inactive. That's why, as I say, the first thing for people who are really disabled already is whole body vibration. We have the Sonic Life Machine. We have technology that can help reverse. Then once you get fit, you need to start walking or doing a sport like, let's say, sailing or surfing or whatever. But, you know, depending on your activity level, you need to get back into activity.
I got a buddy of mine who's really in pretty bad shape, and he's going down to get to – he's working on getting to a pool where he can just start walking in the pool. It's easier on his joints, and it starts building up strength in that resistance.
Exactly. You're exactly right. In other words – I think we call pool exercise. In other words, being in the pool is a big deal, isn't it?
It is, and it's easier on the joints. And if you're already obese, and I want to say this to all the caregivers listening right now, okay, if you're obese, if you're heavy, all these things, don't take this to heart that somehow that you're a failure as a person. Look at this as an opportunity. You can change this right now. You can make a healthy decision today. You don't have to wait 6 months from now. You can actually start doing something healthy for you today. It may not, you didn't get here overnight. You're not going to get out overnight. You don't have to go out there and start running a marathon, but you can just put down that soft drink and pick up some water. Put down that sweet tea and pick up some water.
I take it a few steps beyond that. When I actually do is, I work in Denver. We had actually a physiology lab to measure people's oxidative metabolism and their METs, the number of calories they burn off, by nasal clamp measuring their oxygen and carbon dioxide. And what we discovered in research in little obesity labs like in Philadelphia is the average person that achieves their ideal weight is 25 to 40% below normal metabolism. In other words, their metabolic rate. And what we've discovered, and I work with Dr. Otto Huens 39 years ago, researching this, bring the test from Germany, a reverse thyroid test. We call it type 2 hypothyroidism, which Dr. Mark Starr wrote a book on it. And most people don't realize, unless you go on basically a ketogenic diet, which is good healthy protein, which means free-range chicken, grass-fed beef and so on, moderate amounts, not high, good healthy keto diet foods, and we have a thing called keto power that will actually make you start to lose weight. Then once you start, you know, getting physical activity, whether it's walking or it's whole body vibration, whatever, your body will start literally churning out and turning off the calories once you lower your insulin and mobilize that fat. And then you got to maintain your muscle mass, because a lot of people, if they go on a diet incorrectly, they get what's called sarcopenia. Their actual muscles go bye-bye. And
and our muscles start going down anyway as we get older, if we're not careful, and
right.
we start losing muscle mass. And so, and another thing, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, another thing we talk about in martial arts, and it's been very helpful to me, is intentional breathing. I mean, we don't know how to breathe sometimes. I think we get so stressed and we hold our breath and we find ourselves hyperventilating when we try to do things. We've got to slow our heart rate down and breathe.
Well,
just four seconds in, 8 seconds out.
What you're doing there is just trying to return parasympathetic dominance. And we have our nutraceuticals for that, too. We use Calmline and Brain Mag.
I want to teach people how to breathe, actually. I think you need to do both, 8 seconds out.
Right, then you can just do that on your own, just even right now. 4 seconds in, 8 seconds out. That's a good first step, but I tell people there's even a device that I see advertised on TV for lowering blood pressure, and it's simply basically teaching people how to relax. Because people don't even recognize that there's a tension or stress in their body. And I think part of what you're showing your seven landmines for people is they have to recognize they're under stress and they have to start dealing with it rather than ignoring it. Or carrying it like a cross, almost like, this is my cross, I have to carry this stress. No, you got to deal with the stress so it doesn't start causing your harm, because then you can not only have your health deteriorate, but you can't be a good caregiver either, right?
Well, and that's the last landmine, which is thinking that it's all up to you. And it's not. It's not all up to you. And for those caregivers listening right now and you're thinking this is all up to you, it's not. First off, I want to help my fellow caregivers understand stewardship versus obligation. We're stewards. That was our first job in the Garden of Eden, is to be stewards. We don't own this. I cannot undo certain things here. Maybe medical science will catch up with us down the road. Right now, today, my wife's still a double amputee. Today, she still deals with the things she deals with. And so I have to learn to deal with today, right here, right now. And when we can understand that God has not forgotten us in this. He hasn't just said that, Peter, he and Gracie, they're on their own. He hasn't done that. And he's working in it, and we can be calmer, healthier, and even joyful people while living with these harsh realities.
Right.
And so that's another thing to help us deal with that stress and find things of beauty. I tell people that I'm a pianist. I've been playing the piano since I was 5 years old.
Right.
And you can't play the piano with clenched fists.
and you can't push
a wheelchair with clenched fists.
Right.
And so if we're living with so much resentment, what is that doing to our bodies? What is that doing to our hearts? What is that doing to our state of mind? And how are we going to get healthy if we're so busy just wanting to just beat the crap out of somebody else because of resentment?
Exactly.
And so these are things that we talk about on my show. These are things that I talk about in my books and what I'm going with. Okay, I hope you get all these things done. I hope you're able to grow back limbs and all that kind of stuff.
Well, right now we can do a lot of things to help people function better. But I think all your advice is really good, which is why your website, hopeforthecaregiver.com, is important in these books, because it's not just caregivers, it's the whole family unit. And family unit, by the way, is the only thing sacred that God made on earth, not the church. The family unit, whether it's a regular family unit that's functioning or a disabled family unit. And as these units start to fail, so does society. And, and it's part of the reason why we're seeing suicide and drug addiction, too.
Look at society. I mean, I think we can make a case, we can have a conversation today that the family units are failing across society, and look at our society.
Right.
And we've lost that. And families are disintegrated. The divorce rate in families with a disability is almost 90%.
Wow.
I mean, I had a guy calling the show one time, his son with autism, and he was really struggling. And he said, and his son is 13, has autism. He said, I don't know how we're going to get this guy to adulthood, and what are we going to do? And I said, well, what are you doing today? He said, well, my wife and I are going to go out on a date tonight. We haven't had one in a long time, and our marriage has really been pretty rocky, and so we're going to go out on a date. I said, well, who's watching your son? He said, well, my mother-in-law. And I said, well, this is how you're going to do it. Take your wife out on a date, enjoy her, because if you two split up, your son is really messed up. So go enjoy your date and do it without guilt.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent advice. Thank you, Peter Rosenberger. Again, the website is hopeforthecaregiver.com. some amazing newsletter books, etc. Get in touch. Listen to the radio show. Thank you, Peter, for your advice.